And this is 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, alongside the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, Mary Morgan. Each week, we get together with Mary to discuss matters of civic interest, with a particular eye on the things that offer you an opportunity to become more actively engaged. You get any rest this weekend, Mary?
I got a little rest, you know. I'm saving up my strength to shovel snow, apparently.
Yeah. I'm so done with winter, and we're really only about a month in.
That's true.
Washtenaw County is seeking some volunteers to serve on its community mental health board. The group advises county staff, provides leadership for delivering local mental health services. What exactly are they looking for here?
They're looking for positions in specific categories. Most of these boards have some kind of specification for the type of volunteer they're looking for. In this case, they need a member at large. They need someone affiliated with St. Joe's. They need someone who is actually a consumer of mental health services. And so there's a variety of positions that they're interested in getting applications for. They have information on their website that gives more detail and talks about how to apply. So I think this is a good opportunity. You know, this is a group that oversees, in part, services that were funded from the new millage that voters approved last year. So there's some interesting changes that are happening there.
Right. We are going to see some expanded services through the tax levy that was approved by voters. Do we have any idea of whether or not the expanded services are actually going to meet the needs of the county, or are we still going to fall well short?
I think there are still going to be needs that are not funded or provided. You know, the federal funding that the county's relied on has been cut, and I think the needs are even greater than ever. So, and only part of that tax is going to mental health services.
Right, the rest goes to public safety.
Public safety, and then some of it goes back to communities that already have their own safe public safety department. So, you know, it's better than nothing, but I think that there's still going to be needs.
And that is something we will have to address moving forward. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. It's our weekly conversation on civic engagement opportunities. One of the things I'm very excited about, finally, it's been a conversation for as long as I can remember. Nonetheless, we're starting to see some real action now. There is a program in which Washtenaw County is partnering with the City of Ann Arbor to deal with racial equity. What is this program?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's partnering with a national group that's helping with the initiative. The group is called Government Alliance on Race and Equity. And it really, I think, is trying to push forward efforts that have been underway for quite a while. When I click through to the website that this new initiative was promoting,
and by the way, the initiative is called One Community, Advancing Racial Equity in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said that. So the new website, which has, I think, a name that's kind of difficult to remember. It's the website is onecmty.org. But when you click through to that, it goes to the Opportunity Washtenaw website, which has been up for a couple of years. With data and other information about some of these same issues. So I think that the county, which has taken the lead on that, has partnered now in a more formal way. I would love to see specific educational and informational actions, but I think also where it's really going to hit the road is when they actually start to implement changes like hiring practices and service delivery that is keyed into some of these inequities.
And hopefully it will start to better address some of the issues. You know, they call it the U.S. 23 divide, where west of it seems to be doing better than east of U.S. 23. And you can kind of look at how Washtenaw County is spread out there. But there is inequity throughout Washtenaw County without exception.
That's for sure. You know, we see it in the schools. You talk about the 23 divide. I moved here from a different state, and when I first moved here and people started talking about that, I was shocked because Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor are, what, 7 miles apart? It's basically the same community. So, but obviously very different, and we need to address that. It's just ridiculous.
Well, we will certainly have more in coming weeks, months, and potentially years ahead on One Community Advancing Racial Equity in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County as that new program gets underway. And speaking of new initiatives, Mary, last week a coalition with several local connections announced its plans to push for a ballot proposal to expand voting rights. It's called Promote the Vote.
That's right. I believe you folks at WEMU covered that. Today is their official launch, and they're having a webinar at 7 o'clock tonight online to talk about some of the aspects of this. It's an effort to put on the November 2018 ballot an amendment to the state constitution that would basically try to expand voting rights, and it has a whole raft of issues and efforts that would go along with that. Including allowing citizens to register to vote closer to election day, so there'd be less of a gap between registration deadlines and elections. Automatically registering citizens to vote at the Secretary of State's office unless you opt out. There would also be no reason absentee voting and a whole bunch of other things. So I'm very interested in this.
And anybody can register to view this webinar at 7 o'clock tonight, right?
Absolutely. PromoteTheVoteMI.com is the name of the website. And, if you go to the honorary committee, you'll see a lot of familiar names, many people from the Ann Arbor community. It'll be interesting to see if they are able to collect enough signatures to put this on the ballot.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. And there is another election-related item called Elect Her. What is that?
So Elect Her is a national program that's aimed at college-age women to try to encourage them to run for office, either at the school level, so for some kind of a school government,
right,
student government, or, in the real world. And I think
certainly
that,
a focus of the Women's March.
Absolutely. And I think that it's great that the U of M, University of Michigan Ginsburg Center, this is the second year they've brought it to campus. It is not just for U of M students, however. If you're a college-age woman or you know somebody who might be interested at that age, anyone can come. It's free. It's on February 10th, I think three or four hours that day. They'll be bringing in speakers from other people who have run for office, including people who are also college age. So I think it's a really great way to sort of get to know what's involved in running for office.
And finally, the Ann Arbor Human Rights Commission. Human rights under conversation throughout the globe, but certainly right here in our hometown as well. The Ann Arbor Human Rights Commission is seeking folks to serve on its task force, and the deadline to apply has been extended to Monday, February 5th, right?
That's right. It was previously today. I'm not sure why they extended the deadline, but people have more time to get their names in. They can email their interest to hrc@a2gov.org, and that task force will be working on a new commission, bylaws for a new commission on community police relations. So it's an important job.
Yes, and that has been an ongoing conversation, at times very heated, at times very passionate, at times very emotional. And setting the task force up for success is going to be very important if you have an interest. I would guess that you know a lot of folks, Mary, that might be interested in serving the community in that way.
I do. I know a lot of people who've already applied, but, I really hope that there's a broad cross-section, including people who might not have been involved in local government before, but who really want to make their voices heard.
Mary, as always, I've enjoyed the time, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Mary joins us each Monday for Civic Matters. You can sign up for the Civ City Weekly Newsletter at civcity.org and get more information on today's topic of discussion by visiting our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.